From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A senior Bush administration official puts a peacekeeping force for Haiti back on the agenda. The European Parliament divided over the repatriation of Haitian refugees by the United States, and Haiti's provisional government says it would reject any UN resolution against it. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A United States spokesman today questioned the effectiveness of economic sanctions against Haiti. Bernard Aronson, Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs, also gave passing mention to the possible creation of a peacekeeping force in Haiti. His comments come as Haiti moves further onto the international agenda. The European Parliament today passed its second resolution condemning the overthrow of Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. It also said it was horrified by persistent repression of the Haitian people and called on the United States to suspend the repatriation of Haitian refugees. The Parliament also voted to keep Haiti in the Lomé Trade and Aid Pact, at least for the time being. EC foreign ministers, still divided over how to deal with the Haiti crisis, are due to make a decision in Lisbon on Monday. But keeping Haiti in the Lomé Accord is not the only bone of contention for the European Parliament.